this fellow who does drawings for us.
Yeah, I saw that laying on the top there.
Yeah, it's good. It's very good. It is a picture of Kevin Keegan looking very pensive and looking towards us out of the frame. Underneath is his famous quote from the end of the Romania match where he said, there's only one team that's going to look like winning now, and that's England.
Yeah.
In the background, there is a flying saucer.
Yeah.
And just read the words that he is thinking. He's got a very pensive pose.
And Kevin Keegan here is thinking, the chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, they said.
The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, they...
Well, no, Kevin Keegan was thinking this, and given... it's never become an obsession with me with ITV's coverage, which is the dullest in the world. Brian Moore, who once was king of the world, I'm talking about being exhausted just from all the entertainment, but he does sound exhausted now. And he just says names with big gaps between them. And I'll tell you what, you're on Eurosport. They've got making a good fist of it. A fellow called Guy Mowbray with Jerry Armstrong.
And Jerry Armstrong's very good.
Switching between the games, though. I mean, radio. Obviously, on the radio, it does sound great. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like I'm trying to puff talk radio. Your official unofficial World Cup station here. But football on the radio is great. But on TV, why is it? Maybe an engineer out there can tell us why is it when you watch certainly Sky, of course, who've got all the bases covered and should have been given this World Cup to do, even if they weren't actually branding it Sky, but they should have been given it because the French cutaways and the French replays are just the most...
When the replays, please, that's immediately after the event, we want to see it again.
Yeah. And then they show something like the goalkeeper tying his shoelace up, the bootlace up.
They think it's rye
coverage. Anyway, so you go over to Eurosport and you have something like this going on. Valderrama, looking over to the left now, third plane, coming past me, come out the white TV.
Valderrama, coming over to the left.
And they filter out all the ambient noise in the... And Kevin Keegan and Brian Moore the other night were outdoing each other to be lethargic. And if Kevin Keegan says this, is very common. He thinks he's being distanced and somehow got the jump on the thing, trying to be like the elder statesman. And if he says, I think the other night he said something about... they've just got to dig deep now and hold on and hope there are no falls or something. I can't remember saying, but he goes, just got to dig deep now, there are no falls. I can see their attack really good. Come on, this is the World Cup, you nipper. Something's slapping around the face.
Which is our old phone in slapping commentators around the face, but we won't do that again. But between him and Brian Moore, it was the Spain game, I think. And they were just the most lethargic thing I've ever heard.